Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Between the chapter on humility and the chapter of being lenient with the believers. So we're doing the last few ahadith displaying the Mubarak character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as far as being lenient is concerned. An Abi Rifa'atah Tamim ibn Usaydin radiyallahu anhu qal intahaytu ila Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa huwa yakhtubu faqultu ya Rasulullah رجل غريب جاء يسأل عن دينه لا يدري ما دينه فأقبل علي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وترك خطبته حتى انتهى إلي فأتي بكرسي فقعد عليه وجعل يعلمني مما علمه الله ثم أتى خطبته فأتم آخرها رواه مسلم. أبو رفاعة تميم بن أسيد رضي الله عنه narrates that I went to رسول الله sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst he was giving a talk, whilst he was giving a khutbah, he was delivering a sermon, and I said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am a traveler who has come to ask about his religion because I do not know what my religion is. Imagine the scene, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving a khutbah, he's giving a sermon. This person walks out as a company, there is a complete stranger from outside. And now, whilst Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving the khutbah, he addresses Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he tells him that, O Rasulullah, I sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am a traveler who has come to ask about his religion because I do not know what my religion is. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's explaining now, he's giving this hadith, he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned towards me, he stopped his sermon, he stopped his khutbah, and he came up to me. A chair was brought, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat on it, and began teaching me of that which Allah Ta'ala had taught him. He then continued with his sermon until he completed it. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stopped. He saw this person, asked a question. He didn't know about his deen. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came and explained to him the fundamentals of deen. Finished with him, went back and continued with the khutbah. Ulama explained that this is a very, very high level of humility for a person to have. Normally if anybody is busy with something, we'll tell another person, wait. And if it's a person that's a complete stranger also, just comes out of the blue, first thing that comes to our mind is, man didn't make an appointment, he didn't tell me he's coming. We get upset. And then we say, okay, we'll just see to him, let us finish what we're doing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left whatever he was doing, because this was very important what this person was asking. He was asking about the fundamentals of deen. He left him, he left the sahaba that were around him, he came and explained to him, he went back onto the minbar and he continued with his khutbah. Ulama explained that most likely this was not the khutbah of Jumu'ah, that it was another talk that he, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was giving, therefore he left it and he came. Other ulama says that even if it was the khutbah of Jumu'ah, then also because it was for a short while that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and gave some dini advice and then continued with the dini advice of the khutbah, so then also there wouldn't have been any problem if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it at the time. But most of our opinion that this was not a Jumu'ah khutbah. But look at the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll do one more hadith that shows us such humility he displayed in basic day-to-day life. What humility Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam displayed. An Anas radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana idha akala ta'aman la'iqa asabi'ahu thalath qala wa qala idha saqatat luqmatu ahadikum فليمت عنه الأذى وليأكلها ولا يدعها للشيطان وأمر أن تسلت القصعة قال فإنكم لا تدرون في أي طعامكم البركة رواه مسلم. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrated when Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would eat, he would lick his three fingers. His three fingers, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم generally would eat with his thumb, the shahadat finger, what we know as index finger, and the middle finger. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم would normally eat with these three fingers. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would eat his food, finish eating, then he would lick his three fingers. Ulama explained the method of doing it. He start with the middle finger by licking it after eating, then the index finger and then the thumb. Anyway, this was the Mubarak quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, it is explained that you won't find the Badshahi people, the elite class, the wealthy people, etc. doing this. This is the sign of a humble person. That even what is left over on my fingers mustn't go to waste. I must suck that also. Person that is good. Person, forget wasting what's on the plate and dishing out so much. Generally what happens, we see buffet styles in the hotel, whether even Makkah Sharif, Madina Sharif, wherever it is, people take out so much food and waste. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was particular that whatever is left over on his finger also he must suck it. Nothing must get wasted. Nothing must get wasted. So this is what we learn from the Mubarak character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sign of humility, that everything is a ni'mat of Allah. How can I waste even those small grains, not even grains, the small atoms that are on my finger, even that also I should lick it, because this is a ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given me. So the narrator of the hadith said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when a morsel of food falls down, remove the dirt from it and eat it. Something falls down, maybe it got a little bit dusty. It fell, some dust came on it, sand came on it, something. Dust that part out and still eat it. Doesn't mean it fell down or it's wasted, throw it away. No. Dust it and eat it. Again, another sign of humility. One is licking the fingers, one is food falling down, picking that up also, appreciating it and eating it. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't leave it for shaitan. You're going to just leave the food that you're leaving it for shaitan. In other words, that also is the last part of the hadith explains something about barakah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered that the bowl be licked. The bowl that a person is eating in be licked. And said, you do not know in which part of your food there is blessings. What's the style of licking? He's taking one's fingers and rubbing it. If it's a plate, then on the plate and licking the fingers. If it is a bowl, cleaning the bowl to such an extent that there's no remnants left even of what the person was eating. Whether it's ice cream also, it's a dessert also, whatever we eat, we should ensure that we clean it so that bowl is looking as though it is washed. The plate is looking as though it was just washed. Clean, nothing would be left. No remnants also would be left. This is the style and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How often we eat ice cream or cereal with a teaspoon, the teaspoon is unable to lick the sides or clean the sides and we just leave it. But this was not the Mubarak style of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even that also he would clean. There was a great alim that passed away in Hajj a few years back. Mufti Farooq Mirati rahmatullah alayhi, once we went to visit him and he was offering some tea and the person that was serving, few grains, small, maybe about 3 or 4 grains of sugar had fallen down, because as he was taking it out of the teaspoon, some grains, as you normally get grains of sugar falling, it fell. So he went and he picked it up in front of us and he said, maybe ye parhez kare, that even this also I'm careful of, this mustn't also get wasted. These few grains that fell down, you must pick it up and you must eat it also. So these are the great people. And the last part of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that you don't know in which part Allah Ta'ala has left barakah. So under this hadith, one incident that occurred, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, when he was down and they were laying the foundation at that time of the madrasa there in Talimuddin. So he took out some money, some rupees from his pocket, and he gave it to one of the people there. He said, please put it towards the construction of this madrasa. So those people told him, Hazrat, that this is South Africa. These people are giving money to the whole world. What was the need for you to take out the rupees from your pocket and give them to put towards the construction? What was the wisdom behind this? So then he quoted this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu, this one we did today, that you don't know where Allah Ta'ala has kept barakat. There may be barakat in this project, so I want to get a share of that barakat also. So these are the pious people. They look at the hadith and they say, you don't know where there is barakat. In any project where there is a chance for me to get barakat, I must get. I'm also in need of the barakat. So even if it means whatever few rupees I'm giving, the amount is not important. The important part is that I'm part of this project also. Whether it is with 1 rand, whether it's 10 rand, whether it's 1 million, that's not important. The thing is I'm also part of the project. We don't know where the barakat is. Inshallah, if there's barakat in this project, this will be an investment for us. So that's something for us to learn. Is all the time, like how we're looking for returns in this investment and that investment, we should look for barakah. And one easy way to get barakah is in our food, in our plate, in eating. Don't waste even one grain, don't waste one item of rice, one item of achar or papad, whatever it is, it may have fallen down, pick it up, eat it. We don't know where the barakah lies. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.